good to have you along for the conversation. You know, Alan Sack's been coming here for years and years, and despite my best efforts, I have never offended him sufficiently for him to leave. He keeps coming around, subjecting himself to the same old punishment, and so it is. Professor, welcome back.
I love it. This evening, I get up very, very early, and I was listening to a radio discussion about black holes, the universe, parallel universes, interesting stuff that I know nothing about, but it's fascinating to listen to the discussion. And then I wake up and read it.
In a parallel universe, I'm president. Just think about it. I'm president. That's what you need to know.
I'll take it. In fact, that would have helped me because I wake up to the realization that Joe Biden is my president and Kamala Harris the vice president. It's almost like walking up a long flight of stairs in anticipation, and you get there, and they throw you down the stairs.
Yeah. You get to the flight of the tall, nothing but a cliff, and over you go.
That's right.
All right, so let me ask you about this. What about Joe Biden wearing a mask in public outdoors, even though he's fully vaccinated? Everybody around him is fully vaccinated. Is he sending the message? Now, you're in the vulnerable group. We've talked about this, right? You are vaccinated,
that's
correct?
Right. Yeah, I am.
Okay. And there's, I mean, you're older. You're in you know, frail health, fair to say, right?
That's right. That's right.
But your voice is clear and strong, which I like. But does Joe Biden undercut the efforts of getting people vaccinated by still wearing a mask in public, being fully vaccinated, basically telling the world, well, the vaccine doesn't work? That's what people get out of that. Is he doing the wrong thing?
I personally don't even think he knows what's going on. I'm very serious. He reads well. Somebody gives him a script, and he reads it very well. And he can stand up better than I thought he could. But I honestly don't think he knows what's going on.
Just out of it. Just totally out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he really is. And Kamala Harris or somebody, Susan Rice or somebody is running the show. But he's been out of it for a long time. But his wife may be a major partner in this.
Right. All right. So maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. Let me ask you about Tim Scott, the Uncle Tim. I thought Tim Scott, by the way, did a fabulous job because he gave a speech of hope and vision and the future of America of these things, and he gets attacked. You know, people like these idiots over Joy Reid and so forth attacking him for being an Uncle Tim, for being, you know, a stooge to the Republicans. It is absolutely breathtaking that they would do this.
Isn't that incredible? Frankly, I wouldn't be surprised at anything that the Democrats do. I think they know they're in trouble for 2021.
Okay, hold on, Professor. Professor, we're having a hiccup. We're having a giddy up in your voice track there. Alex, reconnect with that, would you please? Because there's something wrong there. The phone lines are fighting me today. Don't know why. Maybe there's some uprising in Texas we're not aware of. The professor is in Texas, of course. But you look at, and I ask him about the vaccine. He's gotten the vaccine. Why? Because he's 80. He has health challenges, and he's in the vulnerable population. I think most seniors in America have gotten the vaccine, certainly those that want it. But as we were going through the numbers earlier, Maine, the most vaccinated state, with just 40%, vaccinated. On the bottom end is Alabama at 23%, and everybody else in between. You're never going to get to where you need to be, what the government wants you to be at vaccination-wise, because if you're at 40% now at the best state, and other liberal states like Massachusetts and Connecticut and so forth are in the 30s, and New York's at 30% or 29% in California, you're never going to get there, are you? Professor, are you back? Yeah, a couple of issues there with the phone. If I can't understand very well, I know you can't, so that's why I wanted to make sure we get that hooked up in the right place, you know. But it's important. It's important for me to be clear about this. If you want the vaccine, go ahead and get it. If you don't want the vaccine, that's up to you. My body, my choice. Right? Isn't that the mantra of those on the left? But now they want to demand that you get the vaccine. Isn't that weird to you? Isn't that hypocritical? Isn't that the opposite of what they've been telling you your entire life? That's what I, you know, that's where my disconnect comes along. Because they give you the impression that it's your body, but it is until they demand, they want something from you. And this whole idea of a QR code from Zeke Emanuel, a QR code. Do you want to tattoo it on our arm? Where does this QR, does it go on my phone? What do I do with this QR code? Am I required to take it everywhere? Because once they would do something like this, make no mistake, once that would happen, there's no end to it. There's no end to it if they demand that they have a history of your vaccinations and your health history. Doctor, Professor, welcome back. I'm just talking a little bit about Zeke Emanuel demanding that we should have QR codes that we carry with us to prove that we're vaccinated. The best state is 40% vaccinated. That's Maine. The worst state's 23% vaccinated. That's Alabama. At this point, where vaccines are available everywhere to anybody 16 and older, and the best states at 40%, they are never going to get to that two-thirds mark or that 70% mark that they want, are they?
Isn't that Zeke Emanuel? He's Rahm Emanuel's brother, I think, isn't he?
He is. Yeah,
and
he is.
And he was not a good guy from the beginning.
And he was, well, he's the guy who put together, in large part, Obamacare, right? I mean, he's the guy who put all that together.
It's very scary in many ways.
Yeah, and he thinks that we should all have some sort of QR code. I don't understand it. I mean, why would anybody put up with that?
I think that the public needs to really understand what's going on. And the border, when you look at what's going on in the border, yesterday, Maria Bartiromo, who is just excellent, did a story from the Texas border. And it is everything as bad as she talked about, maybe worse. And thousands of people coming across, little kids, cartels. It's a very dangerous place that's coming into the heartland of America eventually. And Joe Biden, our wonderful president, either doesn't know what the border is or doesn't care. It's really that scary. And I don't know why the media doesn't talk more about the border than anything else. That ought to be tops on the agenda.
Yeah, I agree. All right, Professor, sorry about cutting you short today for those technical issues, but we have to leave it there for today.
I appreciate you very much, and your show is terrific.
Thank you, and thank you. You know, you can binge listen. You know, when you can't sleep, just go to stevegruber.com, binge listen to all the old episodes.
I will. I'll do it at 3 o'clock in the morning.
There you go. Greatly appreciated. Professor Alan Sachs, retired Political Science, University of Texas, Arlington, just said it's been a strange world. He's watched it evolve over all these decades. Longest contributor to the program as well. By the way, PatriotFoods.com, the place to support an American farmer, buy American produce, fruits and vegetables. PatriotFoods.com, make sure you know where your food's coming from. Support the guy down the street, the family farm, the men and women of American agriculture. Make sure you're supporting them every day. PatriotFoods.com. Is it the cheapest? No. It's the best. There's a big difference. So go to PatriotFoods.com. It's free to look. You can learn a whole lot at PatriotFoods.com right now. We'll be right back with Rich Studley from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Don't go anywhere.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to PatriotFoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson.
Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use the code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. That's code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The month of April ended with Major League hitters collectively hitting .232, the lowest batting average since 1968. And while there are better ways to measure offensive effectiveness, that .232 batting average is a bit alarming. With strikeouts at an all-time high, there just isn't much action right now in a typical game. Not many men on base, not many balls in play, which means some of the best young talent this sport has ever seen can't put their skills on display on a regular basis. There's a reason baseball is trying out a whole bunch of new ideas in the minor leagues this year to try to bring base hits back and encourage players to run once they're on base. MLB wants more action, and you can just about guarantee some of those rule changes will reach the major leagues next year.
I was diagnosed with cancer at age 6. 29 surgeries, a 15% chance to survive, not to mention the stitches they lost count of.
Dan Wiseman, a basketball player at Hazlitt High School.
5 years of rehab, a 34-inch scar, and four doctors that said I would never play again.
But play he did.
Wiseman for three.
Don't take what you have for granted. Sports are a privilege.
A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.